This is
For a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Sheikh Javed Akbari, the researcher on Islamic studies from Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Well, brothers and sisters, let's discuss the disadvantages of lying. There's no merit in lying. There are as many disadvantages in lying as there are advantages in truthfulness. Truthfulness is one of the most beautiful traits, and lying is one of the ugliest of them. And this is a universal fact. It's something no one can deny. Wherever you go, everyone, whether he lives in the West or in the East, accepts and approves of the fact that truthfulness is a beautiful trait. And he accepts the fact that lying is an ugly and a despicable act. You know, when a person lies, the tongue translates man's internal feelings to the outside. The tongue is always a tool. It translates. And what it translates could either be true or false. You know, the tongue is not to blame. It is the human that uses the tongue, the tool, either for a wrong purpose or for a right purpose. And what it translates could be true or false. If it is false, then it either stems from envy or enmity, or perhaps it stems from stinginess or other, you know, bad habits. The origin could be human anger, or it could be lust. Lying is forbidden no matter what the origin. You know, it is a despised act. It is a disgusting act that is forbidden under all circumstances. Of course, there are some very rare cases in which, for example, the religion may allow someone to lie, but the benefit of lying should be greater than the harm of lying. There are some very rare cases in which a person may be allowed to lie, you know. I'm not here to speak about lying from a jurisprudential point of view. Of course, we are speaking lying from a moral perspective. Let's have a break. We will be back.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Lying is a filthy act. If man's tongue becomes poisoned with lying and its filth appears on him, its effects are like the effects of the autumn wind on the leaves of trees, you know. Lying extinguishes the light of man's existence, lights the fire of treachery in him. It has an amazing effect in terminating the ties of unity and harmony between men, and spreads hypocrisy. These are the disadvantages of lying. Someone who lies, he breaks his own bonds with his own brothers, with his own siblings, with his own parents, you know. A person who lies can never be trusted. As a matter of fact, a great deal of misguidance springs from false claims and empty words. People who make empty words, who make false claims, these are people who cannot be trusted. And these are people who are deemed, who are considered to be people with evil intentions. Because lying is an open door to help such people reach their selfish goals. They lie to conceal the facts behind their magical words, to deceive innocent people with their poisonous lies. Those who lie cease to be seen as trustworthy people in society. They cannot continue to interact with other people because other people feel that they have been betrayed by them, which is why there is always a lack of trust between the liar and the other people and the other party. They have lost their credibility in the society and in the eye of the people. Liars have no time for themselves to think or reflect. They rarely think about the possible conclusions, claiming that no one will ever discover their secrets. They think as such. But the effect of lying is so visible on those people. The consequences of lying is nothing but disgrace. It is shame. It is failure. Those who lie have bad memories. They forget what they have said, what they have claimed, and what they have said to other people. They forget their promises, they forget their words, claiming and thinking that other people are also like them. One of the factors which spread this resentful trait and this despicable trait, which of course poisons social manners, is the saying, constructive lying is better than the painful truth. You know, some people think that, okay, they can lie, because if lying is constructive, then it's better than the truth that's painful. But this justification does not become a license for some people to resort to lying. Even though this, you know, this claim has become a tool for some liars to justify their positions, to justify themselves, and many people actually resort to lying in order to justify their resentful lies, these people ignore what reason and jurisprudence say about this issue. Islam and reason command that if a Muslim soul, honor, and essential belongings are endangered, it is his obligation to defend them by any means possible, including lying. It is a valid maxim that say necessities legalize the prohibited. A greater evil, it's an evil that is greater than lying, then it is permissible to repel that greater evil by lying. And this is just an exception in the religion of Islam. Islam and morality, both of them accept that necessities legalize the prohibited. In other words, when there is a greater evil to be repelled, to be countered, it is permissible for a person to lie. But lying under this justification is absolutely forbidden. One should not use this excuse to lie wherever he can to justify the exercising of the freedom of speech, saying that, okay, I should have the freedom of speech, or I should have this or another reason to lie. Lying is forbidden, generally speaking, but under specific circumstances, it is permitted, but it does not become a license for people to lie. And no one can use of any justification to lie unless there is a valid, a very strong reason for lying. Just as I said, if there is, for example, a greater danger, a greater evil, then it is permissible to lie, but provided that the greater evil, the evil is greater than the evil of lying. And in that case, it would be permissible. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every
every sparkling tear, on every eyelash. He knows every thought I have and every word I share.